minutes until the Rams make their selection. We'll look back on the Los Angeles Rams now, Mace, and think about who they have at their disposal. A lot of weapons on the offensive end with Todd Gurley. Do you think Jared Goff matches well with a running back like that in his first year?
I think he does, but it's going to be a Gurley-centric offense, at least mm-hmm. this year, because you know they still don't have the receivers that mm-hmm. they need to have. And the one sacrifice of moving up like this is they're not really going to be able to address that in the draft except on the third day. Mm-hmm. And that may hinder Jared Goff's development a little bit. But the price of moving up from number 15 to number 1 is pretty steep. As was demonstrated in that trade. So it's a sacrifice you have to make, but it might be a year or two before the Rams can get Jared Goff the kind of targets he really needs.
The Broncos will see the Los Angeles Rams. Excuse me, I almost said St. Louis. It's getting hard to name the team in the correct city. But the Los Angeles Rams will be facing the Broncos in Week 3 of the preseason this year. I like the fact, Mace. I don't know how you feel about it, but I like the fact that we're having a team in L.A. The plan that Stan Kroenke has put forward for that Los Angeles area. The Inglewood development for the next 10 years is going to be something special with the entertainment district, the NFL draft. This event right here possibly going and moving to L.A. for a period of time. I think it's going to be a really exciting time for the NFL once that complex is complete.
It will be. They've even talked about potentially hosting the scouting combine, although I love the convenience involved with Indianapolis. But, you know, I've spent some time in St. Louis, went to Mizzou. My dad used to live in St. Louis. I don't get the warm fuzzies over leaving St. yeah. Louis for L.A. I'm sorry.
No, I totally hear you. Now, with that team, though, this is not going to be a surprise necessarily, these first two picks, but what do you think that the Rams can do with a guy with a franchise-type quarterback like Wentz and Goff? Where is their ceiling this year?
Well, they have a very good defense, as we know, and quite possibly the second-best defensive lineman in the NFL behind J.J. Watt, and that's Aaron Donald on the inside. So between that defense and that running game, you can protect Jared Goff. You can basically have him play within himself. You're going to win games ideally by holding teams below 20 points and having Todd Gurley touch the ball 25, 30 times a game and rush for at least 100 yards more often than not. Jared Goff does not have to carry this team, assuming, or Carson Wentz, whoever right. it is. I've had Jared Goff mocked. That quarterback does not have to carry this team. So it's a good situation, but at the same time, like I mentioned, receiving targets really aren't great. So it's going to be a little bit rough in spots, but a team like this that's so good on the ground, so good on defense, it's a pretty good situation, but that's a tough division. They're clearly only the third best team in the NFC West.
Les Snead and Jeff Fisher not afraid to flex their trade muscles here in this mm-hmm. offseason. What does it take? I mean, what kind of a strategy plays into trading up that high? Because they really did mortgage a lot of their future to get to this spot.
You're basically saying that we're never going to be in position to get a franchise quarterback like this, at least never, not for the foreseeable future. So you feel like you have to make that move now. Mm-hmm. And there are advantages because now that you've got the salaries under control with the rookie scale that came into place in 2011, because of that, you're able to rationalize the trade up because if this quarterback is good, he's under cost control for 5 years and you're not, and if he turns out to be elite, but then you've got an elite quarterback for the price about a quarter of the cost mm-hmm. of the elite quarterbacks today, or even like guys like Brock Osweiler, who you know getting $18 million a year, you know, over 4 years. So that's how you can justify it.
The NFL draft is officially underway. The first pick of the 2016 NFL draft is in. Let's hear it from Commissioner Roger Goodell.
2 years, the commissioner of the National Football League has made his way back inside the auditorium. And we are about to finally get a name call.
With the first pick in the 2016 NFL Draft, the Los Angeles Rams select Jared Goff, quarterback, California.
And Jared Goff is the selection for the Los Angeles Rams, the first pick in the new era of the Rams. And Mace, you are one for one, my friend. Congratulations.
I'm just glad I didn't get shut out. No, it's been trending this way for just if you're reading the tea leaves for the last 10 days or so, that Goff was going to be the guy. And, it's funny, I'm actually thinking back to a Cal quarterback who went number one overall. That was back in 1975, Steve Bartkowski. And the Rams, Bartkowski had some moments. He had some injuries. I think the Rams hope it works out a little better for them than it did the Falcons back in the day.
Came out today. I read an article that Goff had an enzyme deficiency throughout his youth, not able to put on the weight that he necessarily wanted to when he was training for the NFL draft and the NFL combine. But that has apparently been all figured out. He's up to well over 200 pounds now. So, Mace, what do you see as his ceiling as far as developing into a bigger, stronger athlete?
I think he can add about 15 or 20 pounds. I think he can get up to 235 pounds, which would allow him to better absorb the kind of hits that he's going to take from time to time. That's actually, at 215 on a 6'4 frame, that's what you're worried about. Can he take a hit? And going back to the kind of competition he's going to face in that division, Seattle, we know what kind of defense the Seahawks have. Arizona's got a strong defense as well that can put a lot of pressure on you. So he's going to have to be able to take a lick from time to time. He's got to, and frankly, in that offense, you're gonna rely on him being in the backfield quite a bit. So he's gonna have to wait for his receivers to get open, and sometimes he's gonna have to take that hit. And that's the big question.
43.8% accuracy rating on those deep balls for Goff. Of course, a first team All Pac-12 selection as well. Mace, what does he need to do to establish himself as the dominant athlete presence in Los Angeles? Because you think about it, without Kobe Bryant now, Chris Paul and Blake Griffin have had their moments but haven't really taken the mantle. Is he now the guy for the Los Angeles sports scene?
Potentially. He's got to do one thing. He's got to win. Mm-hmm. L.A. loves winners. I mean, okay, every town
loves
winners. But in L.A., if you don't win, you become irrelevant. That was a big part of why the Rams left after the 1994 season for St. Louis, because they had struggled in the early 90s, and they became irrelevant in that market. You've got to win, and frankly, you've got to win with a little bit of flair. Mm-hmm. I think if Goff can play within that offense, and I think if they can lean on Todd Gurley, they can win. Winning with flair might take a little more time, but LA being without football for 21 seasons, if he wins, I think that's going to be enough. And yeah, he could step into that void. You're very right about that.